I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1913. That tragic Christmas Eve came to be known as the Italian Hall disaster in Calumet, Michigan. A Christmas party was being held for children of striking copper miners. The strike had begun that July. Miners wanted the 8-hour day and better wages and conditions. They also wanted recognition of the Western Federation of Miners as their union. The mine owners stood staunchly against this demand. They formed a citizens' alliance to antagonize and harass labor. The strike was long and bitter. The union's women's auxiliary decided to hold a benefit party for the strikers' children. They put on their party in the upstairs of the Italian Hall. Between 300 and 400 children attended. As the program was going on, someone opened the door at the bottom of the stairs and shouted, "Fire!" Many children and adults attending the party panicked. They rushed downstairs to escape the building, but the door opened in, and the crush of bodies made it impossible to get out. More and more children came down the stairs, crushing those below. More than 70 people died. 60 were children. There was no fire. No one could ever prove who started the panic, but many believe it was strikebreakers hired by the mine manager. Witnesses claimed that the person who instigated the disaster was wearing a Citizens Alliance button on his coat. The next day on Christmas, a Finnish workers' newspaper reported the grim story. The scene was a horrible one and will never be effaced from the minds of those who witnessed the terrible tragedy. Woody Guthrie memorialized the deaths in his song, The 1913 Massacre.
Take a trip with me in 1913. To Calumet, Michigan, in the copper country. I'll take you to a place called Italian Hall.
Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.